glass pressed against the pavement, its presence palpable and eager, as if the city breathed through damp stone and viscous rain. Shattered fragments of wet cement lashed out at the cabs, streaking their metallic bodies with a spectral gray. We move through this haunted night, our voices threading ancient songs, forgotten hymns that seem to beckon something lurking just beneath the surface. The air pulsed with anticipation, every silhouette of girls and boys shifting towards the fever dream of a party that could devour them whole. I knelt, compelled by some nameless urge, and my camera captured a puddle. Its surface a gate to a world inverted and uncanny, where neon signs bled like wounded flesh, and passing feet left ghostly trails. The city's scent grew thick and pungent as we drifted past the fast food altar, its aroma an ancient invocation rising from the cracked earth, tempting us to taste its thousand-year hunger. Patrick, his skin pale and eyes glassy, moved with a perpetual calm, his illness separating him from the erratic pulse of the night. Bottles, empty, shattered, some leaking Rorschach shadows, lay scattered on the broken pavement. Our feet, possessed, nudged them across the street, their hollow clatter echoing a warning. The crowd watched us in terror, their eyes wide and eyebrows raised in a silent scream, as though they recognized in us the harbingers of something unspeakable. Suspicion thickened in the air, a presence unseen yet intimately felt, and with every step, the city's darkness pressed closer, whispering.